Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Though we're off to County Roscommon to a woman who has turned her passion for hiking and walking into a way of life. In fact, she has walked the 42 national trails in the country, making up a combined distance of 4,000 kilometres. That is very, very impressive. She's on the line to tell us about what she does and why she does it. Ellie Berry, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. It's Dermot here chatting to you. What was it like walking 42 trails, every single one of them in the country?
It was, I think, one of the best experiences of my life, but also one of those activities where you're kind of better off not knowing what you're getting into before you start, you know? the ignorance is bliss kind of a moment.
Well, what were you doing? How did it come about that you were able to carve out the opportunity to do that, and why?
Well, so my partner Carl and I would travel abroad for adventures, hiking, rock climbing, whatever, and we'd meet people, and once they realized we were Irish, they were like, oh my god, here are my top 10 places that I've been to in Ireland, here's my bucket list of places I want to go next. And every time they'd be telling us about how incredible Ireland is, and we'd be sitting there kind of looking at each other, having experienced none of it ourselves. And it just kind of built up to a point that we were like, you know what, I think we might have to try and go and see all this, to be honest. So back in 2017, life just kind of lined up well, and we quit our jobs, handed back the old apartment keys, and started walking. Yeah.
And were you camping along the way, or staying in Airbnbs, or how did you manage it?
Oh, a bit of everything, to be honest. Some trails made a lot more sense to camp along. If there was a B&B or a hostel along the route, we'd use those. Yeah, whatever facilities were available. Like some of them, you're in the wilds of Mayo. You're not really going to find an Airbnb out there, unfortunately. But other places were along, like the gorgeous, the Barrow River. And there were some beautiful like hostels and B&Bs and stuff. Mm. So yeah, whatever was available, we took advantage of.
I'm sure there's a lot of people in Mayo right now going, what? We've loads of Airbnbs. How dare she? So the website you have is toughsouls.ie. So after doing all this, you decided, you know what? We need to let people know about all these things right on our doorstep.
Oh, exactly. Especially when we'd be kind of researching some of these trails back in 2017, you'd find a website and it'd say, oh, the trail was maybe 50K long. And then I'd find a different page that said it was 75. And I was, well, there's a big difference of walking an extra 25K. So we tried to document them all as best we could. And we have free maps. We have videos of the different trails. We have guides written about them. I think... there's so much to see outside of, like, most people know, let's say, the Wicklow Way or the Kerry Way. But as I said, there's 40 more other incredible trails around the country. So, yeah, really trying to help other people find that amazing
opportunity. I would say, yeah, 6 months on the trails with your partner, that's a fairly intense test of a relationship. And then, like, sharing a tent in the evening time. How was that?
I think we were very, very lucky at the start. Whenever one of us would have, let's say, a bit of a low day, the other one would still be in good spirits. I think the fact that it would kind of balanced out that way was very lucky for us. I remember the first time we both had a low day together, and we didn't really walk very far. So, yeah, it's testing, but it's also, life is so simple. Like, you get up, you pack up your stuff, you walk as far as you can that day, and then you sleep and you eat and you do it all over again. It becomes very, very simple.
I love hiking. I do a good bit of it. I was lucky enough to do Kilimanjaro last year, which was an amazing experience. But I'm not sure I want to do it every day, you know, for 6 months. After a while, you're like, I get it. One foot in front of the other. I really just want, you know, Netflix. Obviously, this passion runs deep in you.
Yeah, I think so. I think it does help that Ireland is so varied. Like the different terrains, different places you're exploring on these trails. For such a small island, we really have quite a lot. Like you're not going to find anywhere like Beara peninsula. Like the rock formation there is just incredible. And then you go to, I don't know, Donegal, and you experience their beaches. And yeah, there's a lot of variation, which definitely keeps the mind engaged.
Yeah. Okay. We're sold. We're sold. We're there. We're reaching for the hiking boots. Tell us about the Boyne Valley Trails September Walking Festival.
Oh, so it starts this Sunday and it runs all next week. And it's wonderful. It's all about, it's not just necessarily hiking trails, but heritage, food, culture. It's really, really wonderful. And of course, I'm slightly invested because on Wednesday night, I'm giving a talk, kind of chronicling, I guess, almost 10 years ago, starting out and all the mistakes I made and the lessons I learned to where I am now, climbing mountains and going on adventures and hopefully helping other people find their way into the outdoors.
Mm. Where exactly is all this happening?
It's all around Drogheda. So the Boyne Valley kind of based out of Drogheda town itself. So there's going to be the Boyne Valley Camino, which is a really, really wonderful walking route. They've guided, and then there's kind of self-guided options. You can go out during the week and walk the trail while all the hubbub is still happening. And it's really, really enjoyable area. I'd really recommend it.
Yeah. What's the gift? What's the greatest gift, do you think, that hiking and walking gives you?
Oh, God, that's a really good question. I think maybe perspective, the ability to kind of reset and ground. When you're I don't know, 4 hours deep into a wander, suddenly the idea of an email being stressful starts to seem a little silly when, you know, the elements are battling with you outside. So I think for me, yeah, the reset, the perspective is what it gives me. That's the biggest gift for me. Yeah.
I love that. I really do love that, because it's harder and harder, I think, to find perspective when we're stressed, when we're, mm-hmm. you know, when we're anxious, when we feel like the world is coming on top of us. It can be hard to differentiate between the things we should be getting worked up about and the things we should be just letting go. So I think that's a remarkable way of putting it, in terms of anything that allows us to get out there and get that perspective, so that when you do go back into the fray, you're like, OK, these are the things that matter, and the other things, not so much.
Exactly. And you don't have to be, you know, climbing Kilimanjaro or walking 4,000 kilometers to gain that perspective. Like I'm not still walking 25K every day. I do get out a lot, but, you know, I'm not doing that. So I go to my local forest park multiple times a week. And that's kind of my little place to kind of reconnect and, you know, forget. So it doesn't have to be epic adventures. Mm. The small and the local is just as powerful.
I think it's really important to say that too, because I think, like everything mm-hmm. that these days, everything becomes a bit of a competition. It's like, you know, I know I mentioned Kilimanjaro, but it's sort of like, well, I walked to the moon and I did it, you know, with no food in my bare feet, and I ran an Ironman after it. Like everything is competitive these days, and it is, it's probably the things. And I'm sure you could speak to this. It is, and you're touching on it anyway, but it's the innocuous little walk or the hike, the one that you didn't really plan, or the one that mm-hmm. you didn't have as much time as you would have liked. They can just do as much good for us.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. Yeah. You don't need to be doing back-to-back Ironmans. You can just enjoy the outdoors. You don't have to be killing yourself. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I think people can hear the effect of the outdoors in your voice. You sound like a joyful person.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. It does. It brings me a lot of happiness. It really, really does.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel very, very lucky that I get to have these opportunities to share it with other people as well.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That ripple effect will be heading out into everybody around Drogheda and surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. BoyneValleyTrails.ie is the place mm-hmm. To hear more about it. Your website is...
Tough Souls.
And there's a message from Jared in Ballygar in County Galway. Says, Ellie and Carl are national treasures. vis-a-vis hiking and walking in Ireland. I followed their footsteps on the Suck Valley Way. Just brilliant. Everyone needs an Ellie. I couldn't have said it better myself. Well, look, good luck with it all. Thank you for sharing all that, your enthusiasm and info on the event. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Bye, Ellie. If you love an Ellie, Ellie has an infectious, lovely laugh. Also a great clear voice. Inspiring woman, says Maggie. Yes, she was. She just lifted the mood of the nation there, I think. Hikes are a great thing to do, says another message. Ellie has a beautiful laugh. It's infectious. My friend Breed and I, says Aileen, did the Boyne Valley Camino this day last week. It was just wonderful and great to catch up with each other. There is nothing more powerful, Aileen, than hanging out with your best buddy and just having a chat. That's better medicine than most things. So well done.